We're doing the Sefer Amidot, we're up to page Kuf Samachet, the bottom paragraph. And our focus now, we began the Gate of Love. And the Magen Midovna had begun with concept number one. He said, the human being is divided into two levels of existence. There's the body and the soul. And just as the body has limbs that serve it, and he wouldn't be able to accomplish much without the limbs, he needs his feet to get places, he needs his hands to do things. By the same token, the soul has its instruments, which are the traits, the midot. And the traits really guide a person's actions in the world. Be it his happiness, his mourning, his love, his hatred, his fear, his hope, his weakness, his might, his shame, his brazenness, his desire, his anger, his mercy, his cruelty, his humility, his pride, his being a giving person, his being a miserly person, his being lazy, his being swift. These are all combined. They all fuse into forming a person. They are all fused into who we are. And they are the tools. And they are really what guide our behavior in the world. And different people are composed differently. You have a person who has more anger in him. You have a person who has more tendency, he has a greater tendency to be giving. You have another person who has a greater tendency to be miserly. A third person has a greater tendency to be humble. We have the capacity to change, but we are created different, and we have different tendencies. And sometimes some traits it's better to have a lot of, some traits it's better to have a little of, and some traits it's better not to have altogether. You don't want to have cruelty. You don't want to be a cruel person. You don't want to be a proud person. Now when it comes to guiding these traits, it's like everything else. When you look at the world, you'll see that the world is divided into something, everything is divided into the general sense and the specific sense. Kmo, for example, guf eretz shamayim am. If you talk about a body, you talk about a land, you talk about the heaven, you talk about a nation. Ve'mitchalkim lifratim rabim. You have the general and the specific. Guf, if you're talking about the body, so then the body can be broken down, levarim atzamot v'gidim. To the limbs, to the bones, to the sinews. Eretz, la'aretzot, umdinot, va'erot, ukhfarim, sadot, ukhramim, harim, uvkaot. When you talk about earth, you talk about land, so you could talk about different countries, different cities, different villages, different, you could talk about fields and vineyards, mountains and hilltops. Asher kol achat nodat bivchinata uskulatav chochotam yuchadot elea. Each one has its own traits, each one has its strengths, each one has its uniqueness. So when you talk about land, you could talk about land in general. You could talk about specific lands. Shamayim ha'ikarim gam hem mitchalkim l'chalakim. You talk about the heavens, they're also divided. Rakesh chakim zvul ma'on haravot. You have the names of the seven heavens. And the Talmud says in Chagiga, Reish Lakish says there are seven heavens. Vilon rakesh chakim zvul ma'on machon haravot. Those are the seven names of the heavens. Am, you'll talk about a nation, mitchalek amkin lachalakim, that also can be broken down to shvatim umishpachot bateavot vishim pratiim. You could divide it into tribes, families, heads of the household, individuals. Uchlal amim uachayam daber. When you talk about all the nations in general, you're talking about the living, speaking human. Vamdaber nechlak leshivim amim. You talk about the speaking, the human being, so he's divided into 70 nations. Kikol amu netach pratim ha'klal. Every nation is really a slice of a greater whole. Va'am yesh bo kama nisim. V'chol nasin mishpachot, v'chol mishpacha levatei avot, v'chol betav ligvarim v'chadome, gam bevalei chayim ha'ilmim. So every nation is divided. You have the governors. The governors have their families. The families are broken down into the heads of the houses, and each house has its men. So again, everything in the world can be broken down. You have the bigger sense and the individual sense. V'chadumei gam v'alei chayim ha'ilmim, and the same can be applied to the inanimate objects. Ki mishpat echad lechol hanivrim. This is the way the world works. Gam ki ben apratim nimtza b'chinot mitchalfot. Even though when you look at the individuals, you'll see that they're different. They're not all identical. But in general, you see that they all share a common denominator. That's why they're called one nation. They don't all have the same face. They don't all have the same desires, the same height, the same size. No, but in general, they do have a major common denominator, so they're all called one people, one nation. That common denominator is at the root, at the beginning of all of them. You talk about a body, so you know you have a big body, you have many limbs, but everything comes from the heart. At the end of the day, we know the first thing that forms when a baby's forming, after a few weeks, you have a heartbeat. You have a heart, and from there, everything else grows out around the human being. You talk about humanity, so the root of humanity's life is the chosen nation. The root of all of earth is the Holy Land. Just like the root of life in the body is the heart, the root of humanity is the chosen nation, the root of earth is the Holy Land. You want to know the root of the heavens? You should know the gates of the heavens that correspond to the Beit HaMikdash down below. So he just said a mouthful. This is, you know, we should really stop here and think about what he said. That means that just like the rest of the body gets its life from the heart, so too the rest of the world gets its life from the chosen people. So we're intimately connected. And all of earth, so that we know, the Gemara says all of earth gets its life from Eretz Yisrael, that all blessing comes through there, and that there are veins from the Temple Mount that give sustenance throughout the earth. Fine, that we know. But that all of the nations, all of humanity get their life from the Am HaNivchar, that's something that requires thought. You want to think about it or continue? Yeah, okay. This was written 300 years ago.
I know. But I mean, we know that, I know people say this, that every natural disaster is a result of our actions.
Yatsev Givulot Amim Lemispar Bnei Yisrael. The pasuk says Hashem set up the nations corresponding to Bnei Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu had 70 children, so 70 nations correspond to 70 children. So there's a correspondence, but to say a heart and a body, okay, that needs work. Tov. Ken teda achi. So this was all to bring us to this concept that everything on the planet is divided into a general sense and a specific sense. You have a general nation, you have the individual among the nation. You have a body, and then you have a specific limb in a body. By the same token, when we speak about any strength in the human being, what we call the midot, the traits, they also have a general sense and a specific sense. You want to know what the root, what guides all the other traits of a human being? It is these two, love and hate. They are what drive all the other forces in a person. Ahava and sina. Veruach da'at merachefet al gaveyen, and the spirit of what we might call da'at, intellect hovers over the two. Ki ha'da'at u'av lechulam, because really, the father of these two, of love and hate, is da'at, is intellect. Ki anagat amidot v'chol ha'evrim yitnagu yelchu achar ha'da'at u'tzon ha'adam b'imana min ha'argel asher nitragelu bo. Because really, a person's actions and a person's guiding his traits, and everything he does, really goes after, and he says two words here. He says, Hada'at u'ritzon ha'adam. Intellect and our desire. you need both. Because a person can withhold himself from what he has formed as a habit. There are certain things that are habits, but our intellect overrides. Our intellect can override. Our desire can override. Because he's going off on a slight tangent to explain what he said, and he's working his way backwards. Meaning, he's saying there's love, there's hate, they are the driving forces, intellect hovers over them, and intellect is really the father because intellect has the capacity to change habit. But, he says, we have to know that the default of our actions is habit. And this, the wise men have revealed to us, they didn't keep it hidden, ki ha'ergel shalit u'moshel ba'adam b'chol ha'ivarim v'akochot ha'nafshiyot. Habit is the great master over humanity in all our limbs and in our emotions and in our traits. We enter habits. One can be in a habit of getting angry. One can be in a habit of getting calm. One can be in the habit of loving, and one can be in the habit of hating. Aval elyon alav koach hadat. But above the strength of the habit is the strength of the intellect. Asher al yado yuchal adam lishlot al ha'ergel ulshanot et ta'amo ulehachlif inyano. Through one's intellect, one can control one's habit. One can control the flavor and the ideas that one's habit are driving. Ukefi asher yigzor koach hadat, hine achar kach tichrana yaldehin. And when one's knowledge really decides and decrees, so then the offsprings of the knowledge, so to speak, the derivatives of that decision, well, they succumb. Tefalechna, they have to serve our decision. Meaning, I have a habit one way, but I've decided I should really go the other way. So suddenly, I force myself to go the other way. Meaning, my habits are subservient to my decisions. Ufratzim teitzena ha'ahava o asina. And love or hatred can burst forward depending on my decision. Ha'ava, achal da'ato v'achal bochano batov kitov yasharu. Love bursts forward after one's decided, one has analyzed, one has realized that that's good, that's right. Yivchareu v'yaveus, and then he chooses it and loves it. Hatred is after you've decided that's bad, that's bitter. Be it in its taste, be it in its smell, be it in the way it acts. So then one distances it, one hates it. And these two, love and hate, well, they go after the intellect. And these two are at the root of all the forces of the soul. All the forces of our personality stem from love and hate. And love and hate stem either from habit or from the greater force of our intellect if we choose to control our habit. So one can be in a habit of loving. People sometimes ask me, how could you love every Jew? And the truth is, you could. You got to get into the habit of loving every Jew. And the way to get the habit is to make the decision. So, my wife told me the story. I don't remember the names. We'll make them up. Chavi comes home and tells her mother, I've decided I'm getting engaged. Yehuda is the man of my dreams. So her mother says, we're so happy for you. We love you and we're happy for you and we love Yehuda. So Chavi says, but you never met Yehuda yet. What do you mean you love Yehuda? So her mother says, Chavi, love is a decision and we've decided to love Yehuda. So we love Yehuda. Yes, that's what we just saw. It can definitely be guided by decision. As we learn through the Shaar Ahava, we will have to explore the Magen Midovna's complete position on this. He's presenting one angle of it. The Rambam discusses in his commentary on Pirkei Avot that there is a love that stems from the soul and not from the intellect. Sometimes two people meet and they hit it off like they've known one another for years and there's nothing intellectual about it. Something clicks over there. And the Rambam says there's a love of friends that's a love that just comes from the souls hitting it off. And that's known. That's what they call love at first sight. We're not talking about looks. That's love at first sight. That's false. But that's not love. But there is love at first sight. There are relationships that just hit it off because of two people's personalities or two people's souls. Ki hem kin arot holechot al yad gevirtan. Because love and hate, well, they're like two young girls going by their master, their mistress, their master, the woman who's their master, uchetalmid achei rabo, and like a student after his rebbe, leshaltot, to serve him. So too, love and hate take their cues from the intellect. Kmo asimcha ve'evil, just as happiness and mourning. So the other traits take their cues from love and hatred. And love and hatred take their cues from the intellect. Happiness and mourning take their cues from love and hatred. Hasimcha basigo avato. Happiness, well, it takes its cue when it sees that you've attained what you love, so then you're happy. Now, it might not be good for you, but you've decided you like this, you want it. And then when you attain it, so then happiness kicks in because you got what you wanted. But it all stems from what you've decided you love or you like. Ha'evel basigosinato. Mourning is when you've attained what you hate. Obehedel mimenu mashu ohev, or when you're missing what you love. Ha'gava va'anava, haughtiness and humility. Ha'gava kashotitmale tavato ve'avato. Haughtiness is when a person attains what he loves, what he desires. Vashiflut v'chiyafsid. Humility is when he's lost. Hamorah v'atikva, when it comes to fear or hope. Hamorah me'asanulo, fear from what one hates. V'atikva el hanehavlo. And hope, well, we hope for what we love, for what we like. So, what did we see today? The Magen Midovna said that everything in nature can be broken down into the general sense and the specific sense. And by the same token, the forces within a human being can be broken down into the general and the specific. And when you break it down, you see that the root of it all is the love and the hatred. Love and hatred are like the heart of, just like the heart pumps blood and keeps the body going and guides the body in a sense, it sustains the body, so too love and hatred are what guide the traits. And intellect hovers over them. Intellect can guide what we love and what we hate. The greater control is in the force of habit, but potentially intellect can override our habit and guide our love and our hatred. And our traits, they take their cues from what we love and what we hate. We're happy when we get what we love. We're sad when we don't. We're sad when we get what we hate. We're proud when we attain what we love. We're humbled when we do not. We're scared of what we hate, and we have hope for what we love. So far, so good? Okay.